With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Senate continues working on its version of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Senators pulled another all-nighter, taking up a series of Democratic amendments one by one as the president monitors progress.
As Republican leaders in Congress try to nail down the necessary support for the big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts, the president remains confident.
I think we're doing well. We're going to have to see some very complicated stuff. Great enthusiasm, as you know, and I think in the end we're going to have it.
Some GOP lawmakers are worried the bill's reductions to Medicaid will leave millions without care, while others want even steeper cuts to hold down deficits. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And one GOP senator says those on his side of the aisle are committed to preserving, protecting, and strengthening Medicaid, despite Democrat claims to the contrary.
Republican Senator Dr. Roger Marshall delivered brief remarks defending the Republican reconciliation bill's Medicaid provision during the Voterama. He detailed how the bill would strengthen and preserve the federal program for those who need it the most.
We're going to make sure that your seniors and nurses, that pregnant women, that children, that people on disabilities have Medicaid in the future. We are fiscally making Medicaid more sound.
Florida Senator Rick Scott is circulating text of his amendment to the GOP mega bill that would effectively end a key Medicaid financing mechanism after 2030. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And the president's about to arrive at Alligator Alcatraz, a new detention center for criminal illegal aliens facing deportation. It's located in the heart of the Florida Everglades. Families of his victims say Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students, part of a plea deal with prosecutors to avoid a death penalty, change of plea hearing set for tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow down 10 points. This is SRN News. A lot of people of faith voted for President Trump.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their children exposed to LGBT books in school could inspire similar lawsuits in other states. Jessica Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles, says any school district that reads similar books to their children is now subject to suits by parents who don't want their kids to hear these books because it substantially interferes with their religious beliefs. SRN News. There is a recall of some Chrysler vehicles, specifically 2022 through 25 Pacifica and Voyager models.
It's to replace their side curtain airbags if needed. The recall potentially affects over 250,000 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's because some side curtain airbags may not hold enough pressure during deployment to limit the risk for passengers during certain types of crashes. Chrysler's parent company says it's not aware of any related injuries or accidents, but it's urging customers to follow the instructions on their recall notices. Keith Peters, Washington.
Greenland is hoping to collect a lot of green from visitors. The Arctic Islands tourism industry expects a boom this year following the launch of a new direct route between the island's capital and Newark Liberty International Airport in the New York City area. More details at srnnews.com.